This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. And hello once again. I'm Phil Latzman. We like to say this podcast paints the word picture of the day's events here in our part of the world. It's a great way to stay informed. It is Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022, and let's get caught up. Following the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, Arizona's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman, spoke at the state capitol to call on the legislature to provide funding for schools and campus safety. Greg Hawney was listening in.
Hoffman says the legislature has yet to act on recommendations her office's School Safety Task Force has made. The task force was formed to research and provide recommendations to the state government on how to make campuses safer. One key to that, Hoffman says, is mental health resources.
I want to make it very clear that those living with mental illness are often the victims of violent crimes. Adding more mental health resources simply makes everyone in our community safer.
Still with no word on the budget, Hoffman called to make pandemic funding that helped schools hire more counselors permanent. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, later this week, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection will hold a hearing in prime time. The committee has issued subpoenas of some congressmen, including Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, who called the committee's work a witch hunt. Democratic Representative Raul Grijalva said the purpose of the hearing is not to indict people.
It's to make sure that that dangerous, horrific, violent attack on our Capitol does not ever occur again, and that we protect our democracy, and that we make sure that it's here for generations to come.
The hearing is scheduled for 5 p.m. Arizona time on Thursday, and you can hear it on KJZZ 91.5 or online at kjzz.org. The Scottsdale-based company Axon, best known for developing the Taser, has announced it's halting plans to develop drones equipped with Tasers. Ben Giles reports on that.
Axon founder Rick Smith said last week the drone project could start a conversation about viable solutions to stop mass shootings and save lives. But the company's Artificial Intelligence Ethics Board had previously voted against pursuing the project. After Smith's announcement, the board said it feared the company was trading on the tragedy of the Uvalde and Buffalo shootings. 9 members of the ethics board later resigned, saying they'd lost faith in Axon. On Monday, Smith announced the project was put on pause. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
With Arizona's largest reservoirs dropping to all-time lows, the city of Phoenix has declared a Stage 1 water alert and activated its water management plan. And as Ron Duggan reports, there are a number of things that homeowners can do to conserve water.
For most households, the bulk of their water consumption takes place outdoors. An acre of grass uses more than 1 million gallons of water per year, so the city says it's important for people to keep an eye on how much they water. Automated timers should be checked about once a month, and those who rely on sprinklers should make sure not to leave them running too long. Max Wilson is the city's water conservation coordinator.
A lot of our residents are radically overwatering. When it comes down to how much water does your grass need or do your bushes need, most of us are just guessing.
He says that fixing leaky faucets and toilets is a way to save water indoors. Ron Duggan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Leaders from the Navajo Nation, the federal government, and the state of Utah have signed a water rights agreement. With more, here is Lucas Brady Woods.
The agreement ends almost 2 decades of conflict between the state of Utah and the tribe over water claims. It affirms the Navajo Nation's right to use more than 81,000 acre-feet of water each year from the San Juan River. The agreement also includes more than $200 million state and federal dollars to fund water infrastructure on the reservation. Secretary of the Interior, Deb Holland, says the agreement and investments will help the Navajo Nation design and build appropriate water projects that will address current and future water needs. About 40% of all homes in the Navajo Nation do not have running water. I'm Lucas Brady Woods.
In other news on the politics front, a judge in Mojave County has declined the Arizona Republican Party's request to block most mail ballots for the 2022 election. The lawsuit sought to block a voting method used by an overwhelming majority of Arizonans. And here's Ben Giles again with that story.
Attorneys for the Republican Party argued that state lawmakers, who first began allowing no-excuse absentee voting in 1991, had no authority to do so. The judge rejected that argument, ruling that nothing prohibits the state legislature from allowing citizens to vote by mail. Striking down Arizona's mail voting laws would have caused serious issues ahead of the 2022 vote.
Nearly 90% of Arizonans took advantage of those laws in 2020. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A pilot program designed to reduce lethal force encounters could be expanded to the entire Phoenix Police Department. From the Downtown Bureau, Christina Estes reports.
30 patrol officers spent 2 weeks focusing on de-escalation and communication techniques, less lethal deployment options, including pepper balls, along with scenario-driven training. Then they reported to Mountain View and Cactus Park precincts armed with less lethal response systems. The precincts were chosen because they had high percentages of violent crime areas and led the city in officer-involved shootings. Between October and December, the methods were deployed about 350 times and discharged 34 times. This week, the city's public safety subcommittee will be briefed and could be asked to support a full rollout across the department. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Researchers in San Francisco have found that people infected with the Omicron variant were testing positive for COVID-19 for longer than 5 days. The year-long study collected data from 60,000 people. Will Humble is the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association.
About a third of people who are infected with the virus, even if it's a breakthrough infection or a reinfection, which basically everything is these days, that about 30% of persons still test positive for the virus after 5 days.
While some health experts say people who are positive after 5 days should stay in quarantine, Humble points to CDC guidance that says the risk can be mitigated by wearing a tight-fitting mask. There are only 2 rape crisis centers in Arizona, and they're both in Maricopa County. Janet Panis is CEO of the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence. While there are other resources for victims around the state, Panis says it's important to talk about this uncomfortable subject in order to prevent sexual assaults.
To know that in any room you are likely sitting with survivors of sexual violence can be disheartening, that if 1 in 5 women have experienced that type of sexual violence, there are a large number of men who have committed that violence.
Panis says both of the rape crisis centers that are now open are the result of new state funding. More and more Arizonans are in need of mobility devices, from wheelchairs to walkers. These items are important for many activities of daily living. But as Kathy Ritchie reports, one organization is struggling to find enough of these items.
FSL is a nonprofit organization that operates a hospital-to-home program for under- or uninsured older adults and people with disabilities. A big need, according to Jeffrey Trudeau, who works with FSL, are wheelchairs, walkers, and canes. Trudeau says last year, FSL donated 1,000 items.
We're going to exceed 1,600 items this year that are being provided for these individuals that are in need.
Trudeau says FSL will buy these items whenever they can, but prices are going up.
We literally go to the local Goodwills. We work with St. Vincent de Paul. We work with community partners throughout the valley.
Which means donations are incredibly important to the work. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Arizonans boosted their sports betting by more than 40% in March from the prior month. The NCAA basketball tournament, a big draw. They laid down nearly $692 million in bets while winning back all but $39 million of that money. Monday's report from the Arizona Department of Gaming on the 7th month of legalized sports betting showed sportsbooks made over $37 million in profit, but gave away about half of that in free bets. The state took in nearly $1.9 million in tax money. In the world of sports, I don't know if there was much betting, but the Arizona Wildcats are out of the NCAA regionals and for contention, for the College World Series. Cats were blown out by Ole Miss yesterday in the Coral Gables, Florida region. 22-6 was the final. In the majors, the Diamondbacks' hitting woes continue. Shut out by the Reds in Cincinnati in a rain-shortened game last night, 7-0. Red starter Hunter Green stymied the D-backs, retired his final 20 batters. Arizona starter Madison Bumgarner again struggled, had 4 earned runs and needed 108 pitches to get through 5 innings. Diamondbacks will play the 2nd of 4 in Cincinnati this evening. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, on this Tuesday, June the 7th. If you're in Arizona and it's going to get hot out there, be careful, stay hydrated, stay shaded. I'm Phil Latsman, and we'll do this again tomorrow.